Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. Get out of bed, get your feet on the floor, and get out in your backyard and fire up a grill or a smoker because it's fall and it's grilling time. I'm Jop and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
He just smiled and gave me a Vegemite sandwich.
Yeah, can we grill one of those?
That's some bad tasting stuff.
Right.
Let's talk about some good tasting stuff from Oregon.
All right. On the live line right now, my nephew, who's an executive chef at a place called Olympia Provisions in Portland, Oregon. And this guy throws down some food with some sausages and prepared meats and a whole lot of other stuff. So live on the line. Eric, how you doing, brother?
So good. How are you guys? Great to finally be on with you.
Yeah, it is great to talk with you as well. I'm having a little audio problem here, so apologize for that.
Oh, family's got you nervous.
No, not at all. I couldn't hear him.
The Joppy legacy might be overturned by an underling.
Right. Well, I guarantee he's a lot more talented in the kitchen than I am. But so, Eric, tell us a little bit about your background, and so we can set the audience up to know that they better listen up.
Yeah, you know, I grew up in South Texas, a part of the Texas Joppy offshoot, and have made my way through California over the years up to Oregon here. And I'm kind of my background is in Western European cooking, kind of French, Spanish, and Italian. And, coming on with this company, I've kind of gotten more into the sausage stuff that we're doing now. I've always been really big into preserving and charcuterie, and that's kind of how I came to these guys.
So if you grew up in Texas, you must be Rick's kid.
That's right.
I know your dad. Good to have you on. So that part of Europe makes all the best food in Europe anyway.
Well, you know, it's my favorite places to travel over there anyway.
Yeah, exactly. So tell us what's going on at Olympia Provisions that because you're doing some cool stuff out there.
Yeah, we have. So Olympia Provisions has been open for the better part of 10 years now and started as just some guys making cured meats in the back of a restaurant. And the company's grown a lot. What we have now is a pretty huge, like 10,000 square foot meat processing plant, an actual USDA plant that we're making sausages and shipping them all over the country now. We also have a couple restaurants that we run, and I'm the executive chef at one of the restaurant locations. And so the company kind of overall is really into sustainable meats, trying to naturally cure all the products. And my job at the restaurant is to kind of, take those products, work with local produce, and turn it into some really cool restaurant food.
So Eric, let's go down that road a minute then. For the average listener, give me a common sausage that's there and then a simple recipe that turns out just fantastic that somebody could do at home without having to have your background and knowledge.
A common product? Is that what you said? I'm sorry.
Yeah, just one of the common sausages, whether it's a knockwurst or one of the others that you could find in the stores. I know that the Olympia Provisions distribute all over the country. We actually have a store here where we're broadcast out of in Grand Rapids that carries your product.
Yeah, we're doing a promotion with Whole Foods right now. For Oktoberfest, we're selling four varieties of our sausages that are specifically kind of from a German heritage background in all of the Whole Foods throughout the country. So you can buy our bratwurst, our knockwurst, our Kaiserkreiner, and our Bauernwurst now at all the Whole Foods and some of the ones that are locally also for you guys. You know, my favorite things to do with them is just to go kind of traditional and simple things that you normally think about. You know, sauerkraut. I really love making compound mustards. What I mean by that is just kind of taking everything you normally like and kind of stirring it all together, you know, chopping it all together. I like pickling apples or pickling onions, and then, you know, maybe chopping that up and stirring it into a real grainy mustard and using that as a condiment. You know, I mean, sausages and beer, you don't really want to overthink it, I don't think.
That's why this is grilling, guys, fair. Yeah, exactly.
So apparently you need to stick around on the live line when we're done, and I'll give you my home address because you sent a bunch of samples out and I never saw them. So,
yeah, you know, I was wondering how far those were going to make.
Yeah,
from the Joppy compound.
Well, you know, they made it. They made it from the refrigerator to the grill several times.
To that one table.
Right. Yeah, Bob was invited. He just didn't answer the text that day or something. Right.
Oh, man,
yeah.
You got to stay by your phone when there's sausages around.
Yeah. Actually, Eric, they the shipping company had a little issue, so they double shipped me the order, and I still have one.
Double reasons to share with your buddy,
no,
Bob.
No, no, listen. He's pulling your leg a little bit. But anyway, that's another story. He had some last weekend at a tailgate. Would you call it Cassikreiner? Is that what you...
Cassikreiner, yeah. That's one of my favorites. So it's a smoked sausage that's stuffed with Emmental cheese. So it gets that good, like, on the grill, you know, the kind of, like, grilled cheese effect where the cheese hits the pan. You know, every once in a while you'll get a little bit of a dribble of the cheese through the casing, and it kind of, that crusty cheese thing, it's super delicious. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah, very good. So, but anyway,
the ones that are harder to pronounce are the ones that people will kind of shy away from. So those are the ones we get to keep for ourselves, which is the best.
Funny how people are, right? Yeah.
That must have been all hard to pronounce because Jop came up to the same conclusion quite quickly. I'll give you my address. I'll just text it to you.
Right.
Well, yeah, we'll get those
Yeah, you know, he's not beyond begging. That is Barbecue Bob. We've gotten a lot of stuff at the show because of that ability.
Yeah, except I share mine with Jop. Yeah. The strange thing is.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
No, listen, it's really cool, and you're working with Whole Foods. They're a good operation, and you're probably into, like, some smaller distribution companies as well that feed all these chains and specialty stores.
Yeah, absolutely. Most of our distribution is through kind of smaller specialty stores. This is a really great opportunity for us to partner with Whole Foods, you know, to really kind of get our product out all across the country. You can always find, we do a bunch of other sausages and also a lot of salamis, and that's kind of what the company's built on, is just all kinds of different cured pork products. And you can find all that stuff on our website, olympiaprovisions.com. But being able to get these products that are so fun to work with, and, you know, it's as easy as opening up the package and putting them on the grill. You know?
So if you're into charcuterie, what country do you lean on the most for those, let's call them, very, very old techniques?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I personally lean towards, so I have a background of doing this myself, and my background is in whole muscle charcuterie, so making hams and making, you know, copas and lonzas and those kind of things. I tend to lean towards the Italian tradition of really, you know, simply seasoned, just salt and thyme, T-I-M-E, not in the sense, and just letting them cure in the right conditions, and then, you know, just kind of the natural fermentation that happens there. But the owner of the company did an apprenticeship in Switzerland, and so we kind of have throughout the company this background of, you know, a bunch of different Western European traditions.
Awesome, dude. It's nice to get to talk to you on the show, and I've heard about you for a long time from your Uncle Jop. He's a little stingy, but he does brag you up.
Good times. You know, when you guys get out here, it's just getting to be the nice rainy time of year here in Portland that we love so much. So if you guys want to get out of the please come visit.
All right. Hey, Eric, thanks for your time, brother, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys take care.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, that's from Jop the sausage hoarder.
I actually have some left. I've got to bring some over.
That's okay. I can shop.
You know what? There's probably a man law about this. So stick with us. We'll be back.